Hello, my fashion lovelies. Welcome to The Color of Fashion, a podcast where I discuss unique fashion perspectives and dissect trends with the precision of a fashion surgeon. My name, Michelle Washington, and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a fashion industry professional to dig deep into the complex issues. Thank you for joining me. Well, as soon as you hear my voice, you know it's time to talk fashion, baby, fashion. And I'm standing on the corner of I Woke Up Like This and Flex Girl Flex. And since I'm an international podcaster now, I'd like to say hello, hola, bonjour, konnichiwa, guten tag, and ni hao, fam. Let's get into it. Now, I'm here to talk about all things fierce and fabulous. I'm your host with the most, the trendsetter of talk, the couture connoisseur. Welcome to the hottest ticket in town, where we are serving the looks and diving deep into the glitz and glamour of the Oscars 2024 red carpet. Yes, the Oscars isn't just about golden statues, honey. So grab your popcorn, adjust your tiaras, and let's dish out some fashion realness. I can hear the snapshots of the groups of paparazzi right now. And speaking of realness, no one is safe from a fashion flop. Not even our A-listers. Sweeties, bless their celebrity hearts. There were a few, just a few, outfits out there that were a whole mess. I'm talking about more ruffles than a bag of chips, more sequins than a disco ball, and more drama than a daytime soap opera, etc., etc. But darling, sometimes less is more. Yes, less is more. But I'm not here to throw shade, so let's talk about the trends spotted on the red carpet, from bold colors to sleek silhouettes, from statement accessories to daring cutouts. Hollywood did bring its A-game, and we're living for every moment of it. Metallic was definitely a trend, especially in chainmail, well, also known as metal mesh. The red carpet also showcased classic black, deep red, and the GQ insider side of me spotted gorgeous menswear trends and beautiful tuxedos and suit fabrics and jacquards, brocades, silk satins, as well as lapel pins and brooches. Yes, give me the shiny eye candy of brooches. Now, we need to give props where props are due, and that goes to actress America Ferrera, baby. She stepped out like she owned the place, wearing a custom chainmail metal mesh floor-length column gown. With a fluted bust by Atelier Versace, the design took 7 members of their team and over 600 hours to complete. Yes, you heard me right. I said over 600 hours. She elevated her look with a diamond necklace from Pomellato and Stuart Weissman heels. She didn't just walk that carpet. She sashayed, she slayed, and she conquered. Talk about giving us life, honey. Now, Divine Joy Randolph looked ethereal in a custom hand-embroidered powder blue tulle gown by Louis Vuitton with billowing deconstructed chiffon sleeves. And she came dressed to win. And by the way, when she did, she took that gold statue home, rocking a gown so stunning it could make the stars jealous. I mean, she served a look for days, for weeks, and even leap years. Let's not forget about Gabrielle Union. Diva looked like fire in a gorgeous embellished strapless mini dress. over a matching column skirt from Carolina Herrera with a dazzling statement making, wait for it, 31 carat diamond and aquamarine necklace from Tiffany & Co., paired with black satin platform heels from Stuart Weitzman. And the GQ list goes on, especially with Coleman Domingo, who didn't miss the memo on how to dress to impress. He brought elegant tailoring to life in a custom double-breasted Louis Vuitton suit with David Yurman jewelry and a luxury Omega watch. His ensemble was so stunning, I had to check if my glasses were fogging up. Now, there is one more sharp-looking GQ insider look that I'm going to add to the top of the list. Taylor Zakhar Perez showed up looking like a whole snack in a light blue single-breasted wool and mohair tuxedo, paired with a black poplin shirt, black silk bow tie, and black patent leather derby shoes, all by Prada. Yes, the whole look, giving us classic elegance with a dash of debonair. Can we just take a moment to appreciate this refreshing baby blue look with a nod to spring? I mean, who knew a man can make a suit look like it was handcrafted by the fashion gods themselves? Bow down, y'all, bow down. Now, before I wrap up, let's give a shout out. Yes, a mighty shout out to the fashion stylists and designers who made the red carpet fashion parade possible. Y'all are the real MVPs. Without you, the celebrities would be walking around in potato sacks instead of these fabulous creations. All right, fam. That's a wrap on our Oscars 2024 fashion rundown. Whether they're serving looks or not, Hollywood knows how to bring the drama both on and off the screen. Today's interesting fact, the Academy Awards ceremony has been held since 1929, with the ceremony broadcast via radio for the first time in 1930. In 1953, the event was first televised and has been ever since. Don't believe me? Look it up. Mother has spoken. As always, I'm here to bring you all of the ooh, all of the ah, and all of the things. Yes, all of the things. Thank you for tuning in. Want more fashion and style gems? Visit my website, stylistmichellewashington.com. And also, register for my monthly online masterclass, Owning Your Style. Like this podcast, please subscribe and share. Until next time, stay fly, stay fresh, and stay fabulous. Life is too short for boring outfits. And remember, a smile is always in style. Keep it fashionable.